This article is about evil, and this article is about dark side. If you prefer the current interpretation of these two phenomena or distinctions, then don't listen and don't read. This is a complete reinterpretation of the world. It's a different worldview. It's a worldview that grants you power, and it's a worldview where there's a chance for you to actually be happy. The current one, the one that we live in, the current interpretation of good and evil, the current interpretation of light and dark side, actually don't allow you to be happy. At best, they give you glee. But for the most part, you are not going to be happy. So what is the difference? Well, this is what happened. I wrote the article, I published it, and then I looked for a previous article. Actually, I looked for the article that I wrote while I was spiraling down to madness and misery a week or so ago. And I put into the search box on my computer, evil. And I found 200 articles on my, let me see, found more than 200 articles on my main drive. And out of those, approximately 50 are articles that I didn't write, in the area of finance, health and fitness, recreation, society, blah, blah, blah. So I read one. Actually, I read two, and because I didn't know, really, what is the current interpretation of evil. And it's good I didn't read it before I wrote the article, because now I am clearer, but I am uninfluenced. So the current interpretation of evil is bad people. People who are bad. Bad people. There are good people and there are bad people. There are good intention and there are bad intention. And we behave like God assigned us to be the judge. And if you are the judge, then you are obviously the good one. And that makes us a planet of judgers. We go around judging, and as long as we can judge, we can escape being judged, or at least that's the feeling that must be underneath this obsession with judging. We judge whether we need to or not. We judge whether we know anything or we know nothing. We judge from our own point of view, and we are always and always and always wrong. Well, why? Because you don't know, you're asked from Shinola, okay? You don't know. I mean, you have a point of view of stuck in the mud, you are self-righteously angry at everything that doesn't fit your expectation, and you think that therefore that is bad, right? If you are a clean freak and somebody is just normal, they are bad, slobbery. You label it, right? And they are bad people. They live in filth. If you continue, however long you want to do it, which means that we walk around in a daze of judging people. We don't pay any attention to ourselves. We don't pay any attention to our lives. We don't pay any attention to what we want to accomplish. We don't pay any attention to anything. We are like addicts, addicted to judging and addicted to the momentary high that it gives us. And whether you know it or not, that's dark side. That is what dark side is. The dark side entirely consists of people going around judging. And when the Bible talks about the tree of good and evil, it is talking about human beings that take on themselves the authority to judge another person or judge a thing and call it evil or good, and therefore create dark side. So now at the beginning, at the dawn of the 1,000 years of peace, obviously we are going to have to start to do something new. We are going to have to live like we never ate from the tree of knowledge, from the tree of good and evil, and we actually need to leave the judgment to Source, or if you prefer, to God. And that is what this article is about, how to actually do that, how to actually leave the judgment to Source, and how to not even worry about that, but actually start putting your attention on what matters, your life, how good you do, how well you do, how much you know, how much you accomplish, how much ingenuity you bring to life, how creative you are, and what you produce. That is all that matters, and the rest of it doesn't belong to you. You have taken on arrogantly the role of God, and you are not. You are made of the same stuff as God, but you are not God. There's only one God, and that is the first utterance in the Bible. There's only one God. And when you appoint yourself as God, you are violating the commandment, and you are you pay for it. However you pay for it, you're probably miserable. Okay, so that's it. Please read the article, and I talk to you soon.